Nolte, Virginia Dems declare open season on cops, judges, firefighters, prison guards with Senate vote. By John Nolte on August 30, 2020. Democrats in the Virginia Senate passed a bill lowering the penalty for assaulting pretty much everyone associated with maintaining law and order, including cops and judges. The Virginia Senate passed legislation Wednesday that would demote assaulting a police officer from a felony to a misdemeanor and would remove a mandatory jail sentence for the crime, Breitbart News reported last week. You might not go to jail if you assault a cop in Virginia. The bill has not yet been signed into law. But does anyone doubt Governor Ralph Northam, DVA, a guy who's so enamored with the violent Democrat-created Ku Klux Klan he honored them in his college yearbook, is uncomfortable with political violence? It gets worse. It's not just police officers on whom Virginia Democrats declared open season. It is law and order itself. With my emphasis added, according to the bill's own summary, it eliminates the mandatory minimum term of confinement for an assault and battery committed against a judge, magistrate, law enforcement officer, correctional officer, person directly involved in the care, treatment, or supervision of inmates, firefighter, or volunteer firefighter or any emergency medical services personnel, and provides that such crime can no longer be committed as a simple assault and must result in a bodily injury. Democrats on a Virginia Senate committee also voted down a bill outlawing chop zones, like the one in downtown Seattle, where a mob of Black Lives Matter and Antifa terrorists chased away the police and occupied a chunk of the city. A number of square blocks that are home to countless small businesses and hundreds of residential homes. So, it would appear Virginia Democrats have also declared open season on Virginia's residents. But back to the removing penalties for assaulting pretty much everyone associated with maintaining law and order in Virginia. Judges, cops, firefighters, prison guards, wardens, and medical personnel. What does that mean must result in bodily injury? The bill says as long as there's no bodily injury, it's not a felony. So you can push and shove a judge, no problem? You can spit on a cop, no problem? You can throw human feces at firemen, no problem? You can throw water balloons filled with urine at paramedics, no problem? You can grab a prison guard, or even the warden, by the front of his shirt, pull him close, and lick his entire face, no problem? No bodily injury in any of that, right? Do you see what's happening here? Virginia Democrats are literally paving the way to end to law and order. That's not hyperbole. Making it a petty misdemeanor to assault the people who keep the peace, who put out our fires, who guard the prisoners, who preside over our courts, who save our lives, is a clear and deliberate act of encouraging assaults against the very people who maintain law and order, which is a clear and deliberate act of encouraging anarchy. Once you essentially authorize, once you essentially say it's okay to shove a judge around or to throw poop at a firefighter or put a police officer in a bear hug, it's over. Especially in this climate. A climate where 90% of the media and one of America's two major political parties are firmly on the side of the domestic terrorists in Black Lives Matter and Antifa. The terrorists who are literally burning down our cities. I think too many of us fail to grasp how serious this is. The domestic terrorists are not just in the streets. They're all over the media, they're all over the Democrat Party, and they hold positions of power in our government. Countless Democrat-run cities are under siege because elected Democrats have sided with the terrorists. And elected Democrats are comfortable siding with the terrorists because billions of corporate dollars are being spent through the establishment media to give them cover. It works like this. In order to keep the riots going, Democrat prosecutors have deliberately created a revolving door through their refusal to charge the terrorists. The rioters are released so they can go back to rioting. The message is obvious. I promise you this is unprecedented. We have never seen this before in our country. Democrat mayors and governors are choosing to not send in enough National Guard troops to calm the streets. Never in modern America has rioting lasted more than a few days. Wanna know why? Because eventually state and local governments took back control of the streets. If Democrats wanted to put an end to the ravaging of Seattle and Kenosha and elsewhere, they could. They are choosing not to because they want the rioting to continue. I promise you this is unprecedented. We have never before seen this in our country. And now you have Democrats in Virginia, In the middle of an unprecedented wave of riots where countless police officers have been attacked, passing a bill that is a deliberate call for more assaults and riots. A bill that encourages the terrorists to widen their assaults to prison guards, judges, firemen, and paramedics. Who's next, the mailman? Now ask yourself, who's the real target here? Think about that. If Virginia Democrats say it is basically okay to assault cops and firefighters and prison guards and judges, who's the real target? You and I are. Don't you understand that? Can't you see that in order to get to us, Democrats first have to get the people who protect us out of the way? This is not a drill. Prepare yourselves. Prepare yourselves before it's too late to prepare yourselves. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.